A television executive sits in her boss's office, hearing words that would devastate most people. You're fired. But Oprah Winfrey didn't crumble. She didn't rage. She regulated her emotions, reframed the moment, and moved forward, eventually building a media empire that changed millions of lives. What separated her from countless others facing similar setbacks? Mental strength. Not toughness, not stubbornness, the disciplined ability to manage thoughts, emotions, and behaviors when circumstances demand your best but deliver their worst. This isn't motivational fluff. Research shows mentally strong leaders achieve organizational goals at rates 22% higher than their peers. Bill Dates calls it the most important skill I've ever developed. From Satya Nadella reshaping Microsoft's culture to Sarah Blakely building Spanx through relentless rejection, the pattern is clear. Mental strength separates exceptional leaders from merely competent ones. And unlike technical skills that become obsolete, this capability only grows more valuable as complexity increases. Leadership presents six specific challenges where mental strength determines success or failure, daily battles that reveal who thrives and who merely survives. Fortitude is self-determination to persevere when everything pushes you to quit. When a major retailer made impossible demands on Sharon, a business leader at a packaged goods company, sales dropped 15% and her team panicked. She held steady, reframing the disaster as an opportunity to diversify partnerships. Within 18 months, she'd recovered and built more profitable relationships. Fortitude fuels problem solving, helps you thrive under pressure, and gives you strength for difficult conversations. Confidence manages your relationship with doubt. Maya, managing her nonprofit's biggest project, could have drowned in imposter syndrome. Instead, she used doubt to prepare thoroughly while projecting calm assurance. Her team succeeded brilliantly. Confidence isn't eliminating doubt. It's refusing to let doubt eliminate you. Steve Kerr, champion coach of the Golden State Warriors, emphasizes, "Your team needs to see you as confident. Anything less caps your group's potential." The doubt continuum helps you evaluate where you stand: overconfident, perfectly confident, embracing healthy doubt, or paralyzed by fear. When overconfident, seek contradiction. When paralyzed, employ name and reframe. Identify what you're truly afraid of and transform it. "I might fail" becomes, "I'm creating an opportunity to learn." Boldness focuses on possibilities rather than limitations. When Kurt, a school administrator, proposed reshaping teacher-parent interactions, skeptics dismissed it. "That doesn't work in this district." He maintained a possibility-focused mindset, launched pilots, and gradually won support. Boldness drives big thinking, emboldens smart risk-taking, and gives you conviction to lead meaningful change. Group narratives often become collective limiting beliefs. Breaking these cycles requires challenging assumptions and revealing that real barriers are often fear rather than facts. Messaging shapes how others perceive themselves and their work. When Charlotte's maternity benefits proposal was rejected, she regulated her emotions, listened actively, and responded thoughtfully. 1 month later, her revised proposal succeeded. The redirect rhythm manages negative emotions through four steps: create space by breathing, name your emotions, reassess the situation, and redirect to what's next. This process helps you choose beneficial actions rather than letting emotions derail you. Decision-making gets compromised when emotions hijack logic. CEO Vijay, facing venture capital takeover, used disciplined, data-based decisions that impressed the board and preserved his leadership. The Bias Buster tool identifies 12 common biases, from sunk cost bias to availability bias. The who, what, how questions prevents chaos by clarifying who decides, what you're deciding, and how you'll decide. The decision timing table guides optimal timing, at realistic deadlines, when energy peaks, after reflection, when focused, and when you add unique perspective. Goal focus requires regulating wayward thoughts to maintain direction. Sales leader Javier, tasked with increasing sales 25% in a slow growth category, kept his team focused despite setbacks. By celebrating small victories and controlling controllable factors, they achieved explosive final quarter results. Accountability powerfully maintains goal focus. Merely committing to a goal gives you 25% success probability, but committing to someone important raises odds to 65%. Regular accountability appointments boost success to 95%. Mental strength develops through habits, small systems of self-regulation that bring discipline to thoughts, feelings, and behaviors. Focus on habits relevant to your specific challenges rather than mastering everything. The Lenses of Resilience tool reframes setbacks four ways: seeing opportunities in challenges, agreeable adversity lens, focusing on progress, gratitude lens, choosing action over emotional reaction, respond versus react lens, and building resilience through relationships, perspective lens. Grindfulness combines gratitude and mindfulness, being present in daily life, noticing details, expressing appreciation in the moment. Lower the bar on what deserves gratitude while raising the frequency of expressing it. Acknowledge punctuality, celebrate small wins, or find learning moments in routine tasks. The criticism critical path handles feedback through three steps. First, decide if criticism is relevant by setting criteria for who qualifies to criticize you. Second, neutralize your emotional reaction and practice active listening. Third, extract valuable insights by methodically sifting through feedback. Avoiding criticism makes you weaker, not the criticism itself. The self-acceptance scale ensures you remain anchored in authentic self-worth. The 90-10 rule: derive 90% of self-worth from self-acceptance and only 10% from external validation. The Figure It Out, Figure 8 framework develops learning agility through continuous cycles: being learning-oriented, expanding observation, unlearning limiting beliefs, taking calculated risks, and recalibrating based on results. This builds confidence through competence, turning unknown situations into growth opportunities. The problem-solving I framework moves from narrow to broad and back to narrow. Start with the right mindset. Believe you can solve the problem, stay flexible, and attack problems rather than people. When addressing declining sales, examine specific customer feedback, narrow. Explore broader market trends, broad. Then implement targeted solutions, narrow again. Successful leaders create triggers that activate these habits: morning reflection sessions, pre-meeting preparation routines, end-of-day gratitude practices. The Think Big blueprint expands possibilities. Give yourself permission to dream big, uncover limiting beliefs, replace them with empowering alternatives. Identify limiting behaviors, replace those with empowering actions. Use power prompts to spark big thinking and develop big thinker attributes. Instead of asking, "Can we afford this?" bold leaders ask, "How can we make this financially viable?" The Flip the Coin exercise breaks limiting group narratives. Challenge assumptions by separating facts from assumptions. Open minds to introspection. Introduce new information. Navigate underlying emotions. When teams say, "We don't have the budget," Coin reveals the real barrier is often fear of accountability. Creating a culture of courage requires closing the say-do gap. Research shows executives believe only 2-5% of failures are truly blameworthy, yet 70-90% are treated as such. To foster genuine risk-taking, establish clear rules about good and bad risks. Celebrate failed risks through failure parties that highlight learning, and help teams see change happening for them rather than to them by identifying specific benefits and creating safe spaces for expressing concerns. The Palms Up exercise manages anger. Project: consider how losing control looks. Accept: acknowledge different viewpoints. Laugh: use humor. Measure: ensure proportional reactions. Separate: distinguish person from point. The 8 to Eliminate tool removes demotivating phrases like "it's your fault," replace with "what should we do next?" and "I'll do it myself," replace with "is there anything I can do to help?" Active listening means catching what's unsaid and validating feelings. The WAIT acronym, Why Am I Talking, prevents interruptions. The Window of Transparency framework builds trust through 5 practices: share information, explain decisions, be honest about standing, acknowledge shortcomings, and avoid hidden agendas. Consistent transparency drives engagement, loyalty, and smart risk-taking, creating a cycle where trust enables better communication, which deepens trust further. Your words shape culture and determine whether people feel valued or dismissed, making communication skills critical for mentally strong leaders. The cascading goal system creates intrinsic motivation by flowing from purpose, your why, to macro goals, major objectives, to micro goals, manageable steps. While writing goals increases achievement, visualizing both goals and required work proves more powerful. The GRAB, Goal Realization and Action Board, combines images of goals with visuals of specific work needed, making your brain assign higher value to these objectives. The control check creates 2 columns, setbacks and systems. List barriers in setbacks, circle only what you control, then list processes in systems. Goals set direction, but systems make progress. The circle of perpetual progress builds momentum through communicating progress, reconnecting achievements to advancement, celebrating wins, and removing barriers. For decisions, debate, decide, commit. Use the decision confidence test. Evaluate timeframes, test against past decisions, assess feasibility, and verify vision alignment. Mental strength isn't binary. Everyone has a baseline to build from. Identify strengths and gaps, then adopt specific habits. Strengthen fortitude through resilience, build confidence by managing doubt, cultivate boldness by challenging limiting beliefs, improve messaging through emotional regulation, enhance decision-making by overcoming biases, and sharpen goal focus through accountability. Mental strength means disciplining thoughts, managing emotions intentionally, and committing to growth when everything wants you to quit. That's the superpower separating good leaders from great ones.